Blog Talk Radio.
A zippity doodah, Dr. Charlie Cartwright, also known as Dash Cam Charlie, is meeting me here in the bamboo forest while I'm stuck in my office. This is Dr. Duff Carlin, and we are co-hosting Freedom Fridays because we're the influencers, and what we want to influence is a little bit of work and a lot of escapism. So, Dr. Charlie Cartwright, are you going to work out in the bamboo forest today? Tell me. Okay, talk to me. What's the deal? What's the metaphor? Watering it and taking care of it? And work do you think that it takes for people to arrive on the scene in today's world, you know, when we've got this unsettled America and this world that is seeking? I mean, do we have to use the right keywords to keep planting them under the ground? I really like the way that we've entered into this, because when you first started talking and you were talking about the metaphor, you were talking about overnight success, and then I'm thinking, okay, that would mean in a business sense, and then you just put it back into the personal sense. And really, the way that we become our best business success starts with us personally becoming our best personal success, so that we've got something to share. And if what we do is we inherit those old world traits, the words of wisdom that we've gotten along the way from our grandparents, our parents, from other cultural influences, that's our root system, right? That's our grounding.
Mm-hmm.
and it's funny because as you were talking, I was thinking to myself, you know, when people say, oh, that couple, they're wonderful, they have such a great marriage. You know, the rooting system that holds those two people together has got to be beautifully substantial. Very broad-based, very deep. So what we're talking about in terms of that thought that I was having and what you were just saying comes back to the topic of values and virtues and the things that people really take care of and nurture. You know, one of the things that I think has happened in our culture that's so unfortunate, and granted there's been a flavor of this for as long as there have been people and as long as there's been a way to be abundant, people who don't have the abundance, you know, you get envious towards the people who do, and the people who have it sometimes are looking at the people who don't thinking, I know you want my stuff. And really, in truth, there's not clean on one side and dirty on the other. It's really everything comes back to how generous of spirit are you and how willing are you to I want to say work for what it is that you end up with. And I don't mean toiling and sweating. I mean how much effort, mental effort and emotional energy, and certainly physicality too, are you going to invest in order to make sure that you have what you want in this life? So what would Dash Cam Charlie say about all those? Dash Cam Charlie? You know, one of the things that I'm thinking about, too, in terms of Dash Cam Charlie, you were talking about it last year, and you were doing it, and I was thinking, boy, that's really good. Charlie's really got tenacity. You know, he's out there, and he's doing his dash camming, and he's having fun with it. And then it was the conversation changed. I'm so busy. I've got all this activity on LinkedIn. I'm getting all these, you know, replies and reactions, and then people are not just posting to me on there, but they want to engage in that post that they make. And so I'm really putting the time in to respond to every single person. And then you started getting work out of it. And I'm thinking, Dash Cam Charlie, huh? Not Dash Cam Deb. The female version of Dash Cam Charlie. And you put a lot of thought and energy into that. Do you? And you always have a T-shirt on with some kind of a saying on it. Do you have a whole million collection of T-shirts, just a huge abundance of T-shirts? It is fun because you're sitting there in your car and you got something printed across you. What is the most favorite, like pops right into your mind, T-shirt that you've done that created the episode that's one of your favorites?
Mm-hmm.
Did you find yourself in that room taking your son's energy and just inverting it with that opening statement, yeah, they haven't played us yet. We're going to get in there. And everything else, every other competition that's ever occurred was the way that it was because we weren't here as that additional ripple on the pond. And did that just spark him or... And then did you keep that energy that high to get through to wind, laughing and goofing around? Interesting. I've been really critical of gaming and thinking, you know, what a waste. But I just had an epiphany as you were talking. What is the difference between me justifying being on social media and my interactions there? Because it's in the right environment, right? I determine the right environment. Because what you're talking about, and I love that you use the example with your son. What you're talking about is a way to feel your empowerment without having to be so vulnerable by having your face forward. You know, on social media, how did it start? Oh, I'm out to dinner. Look at my plate of food. Remember when that was the main thing? And people started saying, oh, I'm so sick and tired. I mean, like, why are people going and eating all the time? And then people were doing the selfie. Well, now the selfie is second nature to breathing, right? But it allows us to put on our best face as opposed to hiding behind an environment. I mean, you're talking about, when you talk about gaming, you're walking into a whole nother world. It's a virtual world, and there's animation, you know, different characters and beings, and the, you know, you said that, all these little other creatures. So you get to try out tactics that you can do there when strategically think and bring back into this dimension. Oh, that's amazing. I know. Really, the gender or your demographic. Okay. Yeah, I love that thinking. And you know what's interesting there, Charlie? This is another thing that is an illumination about that whole gaming world. That guy would have been intimidated by his awareness of your physicality, your demographic, and would not have spoken freely. So he didn't speak inappropriately, but he spoke freely. And quite frankly, in today's world, a lot of white people are freaking apologizing for being born white, which, excuse me, really seriously, have we gone that far out crazy? So things have happened to each demographic in the world. And for white people to be able to speak out at this point in time is dangerous. You have to be careful what you say. Well, you should always be careful what you say. But you were really gracious to make sure that that guy knew, no, hang on a second. It is right. You weren't You weren't crass. You weren't vulgar. You weren't inappropriate. You were identifying that you as this demographic have an issue with this demographic. By the way, I'm making an assumption he was a white guy. Was he a white guy? So I wonder, you know, in education, in the school systems, when I was doing a lot of consulting in there, teachers would try to come up with creative ways to sensitize kids to one another, you know. There's busing, you bring kids from other parts of the community into, or from another community into this community because this is a safer, cleaner, crisper community with intact families, and you're going to try to blend everybody together. Well, in the meantime, these kids are sitting there going, what? On both sides. What? Where did I land? And, you know, the other ones are saying, who are these invaders? You know, what are we doing here? And so they did this one game where, it wasn't a game, it was an exercise, where the kids had to wear a certain colored ribbon, like around their neck or on their upper arm, so it was very, very identifiable. And there were different colors, and you could only interact with your own. But they mixed it across genders, they mixed it across grade levels, they mixed it across demographics. And then they would set up an agenda. You know, all the greens are, you know, they're evil. They're bad. And you'd write up a scenario about them. And so how do we treat those people today? And it was very interesting for these kids because you can't, in polite society, reveal a lot, right? People are taught to behave yourself, which, unfortunately, people aren't behaving themselves, are they? So how do we get to the revelations with each other? We can't all go into a video game. Now, when people, when you encounter people and they're angry and you're trying to show respect, you might not be able to get there because they can't hear you. They can see you. And it might just be just only your demographic that angers them and inflames them worse. So, you know, we're talking about Freedom Fridays every Friday, and we're talking about the ways in which it's all in our head. Everything, the universe is right here in this skull of ours, and we're sharing all these ideas, and yet there's so many people out here on the internet sharing their ideas, trying to create an environment, a culture, a society, a world, a nation that embraces all of this. What do we do to get that message actualized every single day? Are there practices that you're engaging? Because I'll tell you what, our show has influenced me and influenced my practices, but I want you to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
our show. We've got 90 seconds.
Yeah, it's just that little bit that makes their day a little brighter. Makes people's day a little bit brighter, a little bit brighter. Sometimes, without knowing it, you make someone's day a lot better.
Hallelujah. On that note, go out and experience your freedom by being free in your kindness with everybody, right? Because this is part of the K Factor, which is all about kindness. Charlie, peace out until next time.
All right.
Yeah, hang on here.